It is time for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill, brought to us by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Proud to announce that registration is open for Leadership 2022. That is a cohort-based intensive learning program designed to inform, develop, and engage emerging leaders in our region. If you're looking to grow in your career, with your company, or as a leader in our community, be sure to go to carolinachamber.org/leadership. Time to talk Chapel Hill, and there is hardly anyone better to talk with than Mayor Pam Heminger, as we have so much to catch up on when it comes to the Chapel Hill community. Pam, happy Thursday. How's it going?
Well, happy Thursday to you. Well, we're all keeping an eye on the weather, and lots of things always going on in Chapel Hill, but this, we want people to be safe. So there's still chance of high winds, like you guys have said, and I want people out there just to take precautions and to pay attention. If you can wait just a little bit to go out, the wind should die down and we'd be in good shape. But also for safety and things, we are getting ready for the big matchup this weekend.
I was going to say, this rain is not going to do anything to put out the fire of rivalry. I don't know about you, Pam. There's been some plenty of build up to Carolina and Duke games in basketball in the past, but this one just feels entirely different. It's great to see that not everybody is losing their minds or anything like that. We felt like it could be like leading up to it, a week where it's kind of like everybody knows it's going to snow and everybody starts kind of doing things a little crazily. Hasn't gotten to that point yet, thankfully, but it seems like this weekend is going to be a doozy.
Well, there's a lot of excitement in the air, and we love that. We love supporting our Tar Heels, but we are asking people to be safe. I will tell you, lots of restaurants have already booked out seats to watch the game. I was over at the Carolina Inn earlier, and they're all filled up. They're excited about this. They also had 3 weddings planned for the weekend, so there's going to be a lot of overlap of things going on in town. We are going to start shutting off parking on downtown streets at 1 p.m., so that we can make sure that we're ready for any kind of big game celebration that might come our way. But we want to make sure that people get away from doing the bonfires and the firecrackers. We have a young man who was injured several years ago who got dumped into one of the bonfires. So we want people to celebrate. We want them to do it safely, but we do take precautions. People laugh when I tell them all the different weird things we do. We water down the streets in case there are fires during the halftime of the game. We take the crosswalk signs down off the poles at the intersection of Franklin and Columbia. And then we spray the poles with Pam to make them slippery so people won't climb the poles, because we've had people fall off the poles and break arms, things like that.
Oh,
so,
dear. Yeah.
I know. It's a fun celebration. People are in good spirits, but they're usually very exuberant, and we want them to celebrate, like I said, just doing it safely.
Yeah, yeah. Fun. And, of course, the town has to plan for Carolina winning. We actually just were talking about this earlier this week, that hope is not a good strategy. So no matter what the odds are, no matter how big of an underdog Carolina might be, the town has to get ready just in case Carolina does win, because you know as soon as that buzzer hits, it's going to be bedlam at Franklin Street in Columbia.
So Carolina is going to win, so we are going to plan for that, and there's a big watch party at the Smith Center. We laugh because we get waves of people coming. We get the people who are already on Franklin Street rushing out. Then we get people who have been watching close to Franklin Street, and then we get the group from the Smith Center, which takes about 15 minutes to get up the hill. So we're excited, and like I said, people, we just think it's a wonderful way to celebrate, and we're going to win this weekend.
Yeah, we've done some great stories about local businesses preparing for this game, and as you mentioned, I mean, having seats sold out in sometimes a span of minutes as people are getting ready to watch the Carolina and Duke game on Saturday. But in your mind, Pam, how does it feel for this to be kind of where we are? I mean, two years ago, it just felt like, who knows if we would ever get back to this state. And, you know, even last year we had Carolina and Duke games, but it felt a little bit different. Everybody had to be spaced out, and there was a different feeling around it. And this year it feels like, you know, we're in a new phase of the pandemic, and that is also a stretch where we're seeing our local businesses and just the Franklin Street kind of vibrancy itself kind of be at an all-time high.
Yeah, everyone's excited. We've haven't had many reasons to openly celebrate in the last couple of years that we're allowed, and so there's a lot of pent-up desire to get together, be with your friends and colleagues and celebrate. So that's why we think it's a little more exuberant this year. We weren't expecting the turnout from the last game between Duke and Carolina because it was over at Duke, but we were excited that people were happy to celebrate and had a reason that was very positive to celebrate. So that was fun.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. You can find more details about the town's plans for safety, perhaps in the aftermath of the Carolina and Duke game on Saturday, by going to their website, which is townofchapelhill.org. Also looking forward to an interview that is airing tomorrow that our own Aaron Keck did with the Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue about safety measures and what to expect on Saturday. So be sure to tune in for that, too. And Pam, of course, a lot of the focus is happening on this weekend, but pretty big project happening in the town on Monday as well, the Estes Drive Connectivity Project, right, turning to the one-way portion of Estes and the one-way portion of the construction.
It's going to be messy for a bit, but it's going to be wonderful when it's done. And we've had our variable message signs up. We've been posting everywhere in social media to give people, you know, plenty of time to realize it's coming and to plan alternate routes. And so this project's going to take a while. I'm not sure how long it's going to be one way. There'll be some times when it doesn't during the whole project where it doesn't have to be that way. But in the start, it will. So we're excited to get this project underway. It's been delayed by a long time, so we're happy that this will be moving forward. But it will be messy, so we're asking people to plan ahead. And there's just all kinds of other things going on in town, too. I wanted to give a shout-out to the student co-chairs who are the hometown heroes this week for Project Graduation, which is a wonderful program. Students from all four high schools are invited to come and hang out in a safe environment with music and prizes, a casino. And the whole thing costs about $70,000 to put on, though, and they need donations and they need volunteers. So it's a fabulous, fabulous event. And we're so proud of this community for pulling together to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to celebrate graduating from high school, because it truly is a big step in the life of a student.
Yeah, it's awesome that it is back this year, and it's pretty amazing to hear. I know that my high school never really offered something to the scale that happens for Project Graduation, and it's neat to know that all of these kind of, maybe not new generation, but new classes of high school students will be able to experience it for the first time.
Yes, I know. Again, reasons to celebrate and come together and get back to a new normal as we come out of COVID. There's still, you know, we're still having our EOC meetings. We're still watching the numbers. We're still planning ahead. But right now, we're excited that people are able to get together and celebrate.
Yeah.
Another fun thing that happened this week is we had a special guest at Town Hall. Our third grade local reporter, John Wortman, wanted to know about what the mayor does for a day. So instead of just talking to him, we elected him mayor for the day.
How fun.
And, yeah, so he got to sit in the mayor's chair and sign a proclamation for Teacher Appreciation Week. He got to meet with the town manager and Chief Blue and Chief Harris and Emergency Manager Kelly Drayton. We went to see the charging stations. We went to see the new parking deck construction. He asked a lot of great questions, but it was a lot of fun. And he said he had no idea the mayor did all these things. It was a good time.
That sounds great. Yeah, John News, anytime John News pays a visit, it's not going to be a dull day. That's for sure. That's for sure. Well, March is a pretty long month. I know that the town council was off again this week just because there are kind of so many weeks in March this time around. What are you looking forward to? What is the town government schedule kind of looking like as we get ready for April?
So we have our economic sustainability meeting Friday morning, tomorrow morning, which starts off April. And April is for the Earth. It's the entire month of April is being dedicated to Earth Month. And we're going to have a lot of activities around that, so we're excited about that. We're starting to see a lot of development proposals come through again, so we're going to be revving up to take care of those kinds of things and review projects as they come forward. And then just the normal things that go on in the spring. It just seems to be a busy, busy time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can keep up with all of it by going to townofchapelhill.org. They send out newsletters. They have a bunch of news releases and, of course, have details on local government meetings, projects, and much more that you can find over there. And thanks to Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger for stopping by. Pam, hope you have a good weekend, and we'll see how the Tar Heels do.
Yay, go Heels, and thank you. Take care.